The second impeachment trial of Donald Trump begins this afternoon in the U.S. Senate. Our live coverage of the proceedings begins at 1 this afternoon. Members of Massachusetts' all-Democratic congressional delegation insist the former president was responsible for inciting the deadly riot and siege at the Capitol last month. That includes Senator Ed Markey, as WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks reports.
Markey says the impeachment trial is about holding the former president accountable for his actions on January 6th.
He incited a mob to attack the Capitol and the United States government, and we just simply can't turn a blind eye.
Trump's first impeachment trial relied on a long investigation and complicated legal theory. This case will be based on dramatic events and visceral images that many in the Senate witness firsthand. For example, Markey says after rioters smashed their way into the Capitol to stop the certification of the election, Trump tweeted encouragement, putting his own vice president at risk.
When he sent the tweet about Pence at 2:24 in the afternoon, he knew that the mob had already breached and that the tweet would incite the mob further to violence and insurrection to stop a constitutional process. And the tweet incited the mob to further violence. The mob immediately after the tweet began chanting, "Hang Mike Pence."
Yesterday, in a fiery pretrial brief, Trump's lawyers denied that Trump incited the riot and accused Democrats of political opportunism and a brazen political act. They called the trial ridiculous for trying to remove a private citizen from an office that he no longer holds. But speaking to WBUR, Markey said Trump incited his followers in person and by tweet to fight like hell, which led to the deadly insurrection.
And I think it's critical for that to be presented to the American people.
And Markey says the Senate trial is an appropriate and constitutional response. Trump might be out of office now, but Markey and his fellow Democrats say he incited the violence while he was still president.
It defies logic to suggest that the Senate is prohibited from trying and convicting former office holders. Otherwise, those office holders can act with impunity.
If lawmakers find Trump guilty, they could bar him from holding office again. But it appears unlikely that enough Republicans will abandon Trump. In a recent test vote, only 5 Senate Republicans voted to proceed with the trial, well below the 17 needed to convict.
What is the value of going through with this trial? I mean, do you think you can persuade 17 Republicans to go along with it?
I think that we have a constitutional responsibility. The American people need to see everyone involved in this coup will be held to account, that no one is above the law, and that includes the president of the United States, Donald Trump. And Republicans have the option to choose to join him in that ignominy or choose to be on the right side of history.
Markey rejects the argument that it would be better to turn the page and just move on, rather than subject the country to another divisive impeachment trial. Massachusetts Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley agrees. She says the violent insurrection, which included white supremacists, occurred because America has failed to confront racism head on. Here she is on CNN on Sunday.
The reason why it took a violent insurrection, a white supremacist mob seizing the Capitol, for many to appreciate the threat that white supremacy is to every American is because as a country, we have been turning the page. If we really believe that this is a moment of reckoning in every way, then we must act accordingly.
It may well be a moment of reckoning for the country. It is also one for Trump and Republicans. If the Senate acquits him again in a second impeachment trial, which seems likely, it would demonstrate just how much power Trump continues to hold over the Republican Party. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.